Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Chwaba.
Tom from New Berlin says, Homer is Donald Trump. In reference to our question tonight, what cartoon character do you think would make the best president? We've heard Homer Simpson. We've heard Lisa Simpson. Felix the Cat. Conrad thinks Tom and Jerry's mom, who I don't remember seeing. I don't think so.
There's so many episodes with her just like, just the bottom half of her just kicking him.
That's who you want to be your president. Yeah. We also got a Mr. Magoo. That's a good one. Ren and Stimpy, Aunt Carla says, is Boston Jim Aunt Carla's boyfriend?
No.
Oh, just a friend?
Yeah.
Who's from Boston?
Yep.
Okay. She picks her friends based on the locale.
Well,
actually,
he's from the band Boston. So.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Just kidding.
He's much cooler than Asheville Steve or Chattanooga Dave and Vice President Stimpy. So that's a good one, too. Yeah, some good suggestions tonight. This is the day. This is the anniversary of Family Feud dropping on network television. Before it went to syndication, 1976, Richard Dawson, I believe, was the first host. He was certainly the most recognizable host with the show. And we were talking, you know, when people talk about the good old days, well, times have changed. It's this, it's woke this, it's woke that. Is this woke saying you don't want a middle-aged dude who hosts a game show kissing young girls?
No, that's just...
Right?
I mean, I've seen some clips of it. It's just, it like creeps me out.
Really weird.
I get so like cringed during it.
And what's weirder is that back then it was just acceptable. Like, I probably watched that when I was a kid and I was like, oh, that's what you do when you're the host. You kiss the girls and you shake the guy's hand. You don't even have to shake the guy's hand. You're there. You're exchanging words. You're saying the directions of the game. You don't have to shake hands. I guess shaking hands is a custom and it's great, but I don't necessarily want to shake hands with everybody I meet. I don't know where their hands have been. I don't know where their mouths have been. Richard Dawson doesn't care. He's going in for the smooch. So that's weird. But yeah. Here are some clips that I found last night on YouTube of just phenomenal answers on this game show that was so popular in the 70s and 80s. I think most of these are Richard Dawson as the host, maybe a couple Ray Combs. I didn't look for any Steve Harvey ones because then I would have had to watch Steve Harvey. So here what? Who said what now?
Oh,
look, he's funny, but he's a little over the top sometimes. I can't, I don't know. Are you a fan?
I don't mind him.
Well, I don't mind him. I mean, I don't see him enough, but as the host, yeah. Sometimes he takes these long pauses. Yes. Like he's looking for a joke.
Yeah.
It's like, just move on. If it doesn't come to you, move on. Here I am. What do I know? I've never hosted Family Feud. Steve Harvey's a much more accomplished host than I am. I'm just saying, I didn't like any of the Family Feud hosts. I guess Ray Combs was okay. He seemed like the most normal. And he never tried to slip any of the contestants the tongue, like Richard Dawson. So let's get to the clips. This is a great one. I love this one. Let's call this one Mr. Literal. This is our first clip. It's very short.
Name a time that most people get up.
In the morning.
A time most people go to bed.
At night.
Something you put in tea.
A tea bag.
What's so great about this is that when the family was selected to go on the show, they obviously had a powwow. It's like, well, who do we got to put our best foot forward here? Who are the intellectuals in the family? Well, Dave, obviously, he goes right for the obvious answer. Play that again. That's so great.
Name a time that most people get up.
In the morning.
A time most people go to bed.
At night.
Something you put in tea.
A tea bag.
Like, did he think they were trick questions, or did he not watch an episode before he went on the show?
I think it's funny how it clearly states, like, say a time.
Right.
No, I don't want to say a time. Why would I do that?
Listen, Richard, I'm not going to be that specific. I am going to give you a vague time. I don't understand. He says it with such confidence, too, in the morning, at night, teabag. All right, here's the other one. This is the one with the guy with the names. I love this one, a three-letter name. Conrad, play that one.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Frog.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Something Russia's famous for, Bob.
Russians.
Aside from a house or a car specifically, what is the most expensive thing you own? Wendy?
A car.
Name something normally worn only by children. Michael.
Clothes.
Something you squeeze.
Peanut butter.
I don't know what's going on in that home, but
those are the brightest. We've talked it over. These are the smartest people in our family. They're the ones that are going to represent us on national television.
Well, how are you squeezing peanut butter?
Listen, especially back then, it came in like a glass jar. How strong are your hands? So, and what was the first play that again real quick?
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Frog.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Something Russia's famous for, Bob.
Russians.
Aside from a house or a car specifically, what is the most expensive thing you own? Wendy?
A car.
Name something normally worn only by children. Michael.
Clothes.
Something you squeeze.
Peanut butter.
Michael's a nudist, apparently. I love that the guy was, you know, in their defense, name an animal with three letters. Maybe it's Bob. Maybe his frog is named Bob. That's three letters. And the alligator guy, he's thinking of his alligator named Ed, but with two D's. That could happen. All right, we have one more clip from Family Feud. This is a couple doing the speed round at the end. And, you know, everybody celebrates sex in their own way. I'm not judging. I think some people probably do it into their 90s. Other people, whatever. But this is what this couple's got going on. Go ahead.
Name the age women start losing interest in sex.
35.
When she said 35, I almost dropped the card.
Yeah. I'm 32.
You're 32? Oh, she's got 3 years to go, this girl. Boy, oh boy.
You can still kiss her, Richard.
Start losing interest in sex. Said 30, 35, didn't you? Right. Survey said. Right, okay. Name the age women start losing interest in sex.
30.
City. Well, I got good news and I got bad news. The good news, you've been living on borrowed time for 2 years. She just told us she was 32. What sort of an answer is that? How old are you?
32.
Yeah, well, anyway, we said, what was the age? You said 30, didn't you?
Yeah.
Lord alive. Service in. Zero. Yeah, this will come as a shock to both of you. 60. 60, yeah.
There are probably more likely to be people who haven't had sex at the age of 30 than there are those who give up sex at 30. That's hilarious. Now, don't worry, Richard will get your wife's motor running, pal, with one of his disgusting kisses. So that's Family Feud, dropped today, 1976. Check out. It's worth it if you want to go to YouTube and just Google funny Family Feud moments. Very funny. I kind of got lost in them last night. Those are the three I chose. But you literally some of the videos that they post are like 17 minutes long. And there was one woman that said, what is the month you're most likely to show a pregnancy? And she said September. I should have clipped that one too. So there you go. Conrad, the Cubs are on a roll. Does that freak you out? Are you a little bit scared?
No, not at all.
Craig Counsell is like the second part of the year manager, right?
Well, he's not great in the playoffs.
Okay, but you can't put it all on him. I mean, you know. Who scares you the most as a Brewer fan down the stretch or in the second half of the season?
In our division or?
Yeah, in our division.
I'd say the Cardinals.
Yeah. What is the, are they right behind the Brewers right now? Last time I checked, they were like six games back.
No, they're still 5 games back.
Still 5. All right. What are the Cubs?
They are 9.
9? So that's cut a little bit.
You know, the biggest team that always worries me is the Dodgers.
Yeah, but you don't have to face them.
Well, I mean, in the playoffs.
Right. I don't know. I remember everyone, when I was growing up, everybody talked about the 69 Cubs and what a choke that was and how awful it was. And the Cubs were supposed to win the division and they were 10 games up and they lost the division and they did not make the playoffs. I was like, oh my God, that's terrible. Well, my whole childhood, I was thinking that was like, they had a 10 game lead with like 11 games to go. The 10 game lead was in early August and that's a collapse. There's no question about that, but I bet that's been bested since then, and there have been bigger collapses since then. Right?
Well, I mean, just look at the Oakland Athletics.
When did that happen? What was that one?
They're just bad.
Yeah, but I mean, did they give up first place, or did they choke?
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, they did choke away the worst record of all time in MLB last year. They almost got it.
They choked away, meaning they did not get the worst record.
Yeah, okay. They almost that's got not, it.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing for the Oakland fans, right?
I mean, they're moving to Vegas next year, so.
That's a bummer. When I was a kid, Oakland stuff was good to have. Everybody in my neighborhood wanted, like, an Oakland A's hat or a Dodgers hat. And the Dodgers, I don't get it. It was just, they're fine. It was blue and white. Oakland had kind of that cool lemonade look going. I don't know why would they go to Vegas. That's weird. All right, we're going to replay our Hawk Tua sneak preview coming up next. And then Terry Barr is here at 8:35 to talk about some blues and some great new music. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. We were getting worried about you. We didn't know what happened to you. You're running late, but it's great to have you either way. Wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin tonight on this beautiful summer evening, it is great to have you with us here at Nightlight tonight. We're having some fun talking about movies and TV and Lisa Hale's new show that drops Sunday at 11 a.m. here in Northeast Wisconsin called New Wisco Weekend. I tried to talk her into New Disco Weekend. She wouldn't have it. What she went with is a fine title as well. I actually love that title. That's a great title. And she will be talking about all things happening in Northeast Wisconsin. So check that out. But wherever you are in the state tonight, I hope you're having a great evening. It's Friday. It's the summer. What is not to love? From the 414, what color is red? It says Tom from New Berlin. Yeah, Tom was a fan of Family Feud, he said, when he was growing up. So I'm sure Tom especially enjoyed those clips. Carla, Aunt Carla, checking in from Baraboo. What scares me about the Brewers is the All-Star break. They need some time, but they have to maintain for the rest of the season. We will beat them all. Is there something your Aunt Carla does not know anything about, Conrad?
I don't think so.
She's, like, really versed in a lot of stuff.
Well, one thing about Aunt Carla is that she loves the Brewers.
Yeah, that's obvious for sure. Does she like when your family gets together, is Aunt Carla kind of the go-to if people have questions about anything or various topics?
Definitely, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Great to have you tonight, Aunt Carla. Good to have you with us. All right, so early in the show, we played a sneak preview that we obtained through our sources here at Nightlight. about the Hawktua girl. Google it if you haven't heard about it. And we have a sneak preview of what they've already shot, apparently, some episodes of her reality show, Hawktua the Top, I believe it was called. And we have obtained a sneak preview of one of the episodes. It's just kind of a teaser, and this is all we could get. We are taking a risk, ladies and gentlemen, even playing this. But we're going to do it anyway because we love our listeners, and it's just too good not to play. So here is a sneak preview at the Hawktua Girls reality show, which you can catch on one of the networks that we haven't revealed yet.
This week on Hawktua the Top.
What's the matter, bruh? Everything okay with Haley?
I'm wondering if there's someone else. I mean, she told me she'd never hawk two on another thing, and that mine was the best.
Bruh, they always say that. But now she's famous, I might want to date famous guys. With famous things.
Chad wants to put a ring on it, but Haley reminds him who calls the shots.
Where have you been?
I was hanging with the Kardashians. What's your problem?
You know I don't like them skanks.
Will you chill? We were just making a sex tape. God.
You've changed. I mean, you never Hawktua on my thing anymore. Then you want me to sign a prenup after I made all that Hawktua merch.
You think screen printing merch makes you special? I'm the brains behind Hawktua. Can you even begin to comprehend how much pressure is on me? How hard it is to get an entire season of television out of a foreplay technique?
Whatever. You ain't Hawktua on my thing in weeks. And last time you did it, you barely even Tua'd.
And things get complicated when Haley meets a new love.
You're dating Tua Tagalovian? You're giving the Hawktua to Tua?
Oh my God, grow up.
Don't miss the next episode of Hawktua the Top, when the Hawktua girl and Tua get Tugavalovian.
Hawktua.
How is that immature? She says, grow up to Chad. Chad says, you're giving the Hawktua to Tua. And she says, will you grow up? Like, are older people just supposed to accept that? Yeah, I'm with other guys all the time. What's your problem? So you can check that out. Haley Welch is her real name. The Hawktua girl, as she's become known. And people have their hooks into her. Boy, they want to make money off this girl. She supposedly is very nice. Very charming on some various podcasts. I do wonder how they make a career out of that, though. It will be interesting to see. We will follow it here on Nightlight. Here's the other thing I thought was cool. The show Monk dropped today in 2002. Tony Shalhoub is a Northeast Wisconsin native, I believe from De Pere originally. And I will say, the limited time that I've spent around Tony literally was in the grocery store. And I bumped into him at Gelson's in North Hollywood, where I lived. And he was the nicest guy. I said, hey, my name is Pete Schwabe. You know, I'm also from Northeast Wisconsin. I went to high school in Marinette. And he's like, oh, and we had this great talk. I could not believe just what a genuine guy he was. So I immediately became a fan. My favorite role of his, well, he's just got a terrific body of work. But I love him in Quick Change. He plays a cab driver who does not speak English. And he has to wing it. He has to do it with all of his facial expressions and get his laughs that way. And he does it. And it is so funny. But we have a couple clips from Monk here tonight, the award-winning show or award-nominated show. Terrific show. Conrad, let's hear some Monk.
Yeah, so this scene is he's on a date and he thinks his date is trying to poison him.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Yes, bro. Perfect.
I love these dishes. They were my grandmother's. Oh. When I was 4 years old, she told me I could have them when she died. Oh. I said, I can't wait. You're not eating.
I ate in the bathroom. I had some mints.
Try my salad. I made the dressing myself.
Okay. Delicious.
You didn't taste it.
Sure I did. And it's very good.
No, you didn't. Open your mouth. Let me see.
Okay. I promise I won't be upset.
Just tell me the truth. Are you trying to kill me?
What?
It's okay if you are. I just need to know. Is this poison?
That's a great first date. Can we get the other clip in time?
Kyle? Yeah, this one's him auditioning for a theater.
This is great.
Who ordered the Tao salad?
I'm sorry, is that how you laugh?
I'm not a big laugher.
Well, try a real laugh. Have a go.
Who ordered the Tao salad?
Oh, no, okay, wait. Let me try that again.
Who ordered the Tao salad?
Sebastian?
Who ordered the Tao salad?
It's impossible. Just cutting loose. We'll find somebody else.
It was your idea to hire Hal, and he was terrible. God rest his soul.
Who ordered the Tao?
Okay, we'll know. We'll work on the laugh.
That's Tony Shalhoub. One of Northeast Wisconsin's very own. Check out Tony in Quick Change. It is so funny. Bill Murray is in the film. Randy Quaid. I would have cut that clip too, but it's not quite. A lot of it is visual because he's so funny, so expressive with his face. But he plays a cab driver that doesn't speak English. The movie is great. And not that well known. Gina Davis, Bill Murray, Randy Quaid, and Tony Shalhoub. Very funny stuff. Great to have you with me. Everybody, hope you're having a great Friday wherever you are. We've got our Friday friend Terry Barr coming up next. Sheila checks in on the stream and says, nice, LOL. I think she's referring to the Hawktua girl. Great to hear from you, Sheila. We'll be right back with Terry Barr on Nightlight with Pichwaba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You feel joy, you feel pain, because nothing will be the same. Just another night is all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby,
you've seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you. And her face is like a sail. Why so fair and pale? Have you seen a lady fair?
That's the Rolling Stones. Officially formed this week in 1962. I want to say Wednesday is the actual date. And that's, I think I said this earlier in the week, that song, She's a Rainbow, has always been my favorite Stones tune. And a lot of people didn't know about it for the longest time. Now it's like in every commercial. And I feel like that kid in high school that says, I knew the band before they were popular. Now everybody likes my song, my favorite song. So what am I supposed to do with that, Conrad?
Just keep liking it.
I guess so. So Aunt Carla checks in again. What scares me about, oh, we already read that. Aunt Carla checks in again, says, that was too crazy, you two. Aunt Carla, if you didn't know about the Hawktua girl, you do now. I kind of feel like Carla's my aunt too, Conrad. Is that weird?
No, for sure.
I'll see you at the next family gathering, Carla. And she says, I loved him in Wings, talking about, of course, Tony Shalhoub. Me too. I love him in everything. He's phenomenal. And thank you for the text, Carla and everybody. All right, this is exciting. It's our Friday. Our favorite Friday friend is about to join the show. She's here every Friday at this time, and we just love our time with Terry Barr. She joins us now on the Civic Media Radio Network, where she also has a show called Max Inc. that you can catch tomorrow night from 6 to midnight. Terry, how are you?
Hi, Pete. Hi, Conrad. I am good. Happy Friday to you and all of your listeners.
Thank you very much. It's so great to have you. Are you, listen, I just have to say, are you ever down? I can't see you ever being disappointed or depressed. You're like the most sunshiny person I know.
It must be you. You guys must rub off on me and make me sound that much in the happiness quotient. So I don't, you know, we can all have our days,
sure,
right? But when you get to do something like this and have a fun chat and talk about music and who knows what else, you kind of got to be in a good mood about it.
And maybe I'm comparing you to Conrad, because Conrad, let's be honest, you're kind of a curmudgeon. The kid's 24.
25.
Oh, you're 20. Oh, that's right. You had a birthday recently. That's right. Katie Scullin, remember that?
Yes.
Sang happy birthday to Conrad.
Yes, so, that was terrific.
I know.
Yes.
I just mentioned Katie in the messenger system. I just sent you a message about me doing the show from Madison on the 22nd. I mentioned Katie, and then there we go. We just mentioned her on the air again. So,
how about that?
How about that? So, but how are you?
Conrad does not seem to be a curmudgeon to me.
Well,
I don't think I am.
He's not overall. He's a mostly, look, he's a great kid. He's a good guy. He's got a great laugh. But once in a while, Conrad, you got to admit, you seem, I don't know what it is. It's a lovable quality. But it's like innocent curmudgeonness, if I could use that term.
Oh, wow. Okay, that is quite a description.
I know. I joke with Conrad because he's got a good sense of humor. Mm-hmm. How's Terry Barr tonight? How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. Got a couple of fun things for you tonight, Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am interviewing a guy by the name of Chad Goslin, and he is one of the three members in a band called The Big Lonesome. And the
Love
name
that.
Kind of came out of the pandemic, if you can imagine. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've already put together, though, four albums. They are based in Boston, and they are touring starting this weekend. They will be touring from Georgia in the South all the way to Canada, and they are making three stops around Wisconsin this next week. So
really?
I'm going to get a chance to catch up with him before they stop in Wisconsin. And he has played in Wisconsin before, and he claims he loves our fair state.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
I just pulled up their website. The album literally just came out on the 2nd, I think it looks like.
Yeah. Yes.
Where are they playing in Wisconsin?
They are going to be in Madison, in Milwaukee, and in Appleton.
Oh, very nice.
Isn't that cool? And he has great friends in all of those cities. So, you know what? I love this about bands when you can find out things like this.
Yeah.
They come here and play with their friends' shows, and then they'll invite their friends to come back and play in Boston. So that's a pretty cool way to get around and to make sure that you're playing in the right places with the right people.
Absolutely. I'm pulling up on the website. It says they're going to be in Appleton July 18th. It's a Thursday at 8 p.m. And they have an RSVP option. I love that. I've never seen
that. Are you RSVPing right now?
Well, it doesn't look like, I was going to say, let's have them in the studio, but it doesn't look like they need the publicity. I don't think tickets are an option. It just says RSVP, whereas some of the other cities, you can still get tickets, it looks like.
Yeah, I think they're doing a couple of free shows, and then a lot of the other shows are ticketed shows. But, you know, you're talking a couple of bucks often, and so they live on the tip money.
That's so cool. Well, that's that's great. And we have a song from The Big Lonesome.
Yes.
All right. This is called The Boxer, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. Should we hear it now?
Let's take a listen.
Why not? What are we doing here? All right. Connor,
when I think about it now, the memory seems to come and go. Fading in and out of my mind, someone else. I recall how the windows shake, and I lost control of my tongue. I'm waiting till tomorrow and apologize. Boxer's stuck in the rain, but he's trying to find someone else. At the sound of the bell, his fist. He's got no reason to fight. He's got no mouse in his heart. How he got here, he can't remember why. I'm
Great song.
It's kind of got a grungy edge to it, doesn't it? With the sound of the guitar.
And he's got some like counter melody thing going on there or something. Yeah. I'm no music expert, but I like that a lot. It has a very different sound to it.
I like it. And they do have some, you know, slower songs and faster songs, but they all kind of have that little edgy grunge sound to it.
Right.
So, yeah. Oh, fun shows. Great.
So how did you find them?
Because they're going to be traveling through Wisconsin, and they got a hold of me and said, oh, would you want to talk?
Oh,
we'd love
man.
To talk if you are available. And of course I want to. You know, we want to give these bands that are coming through Wisconsin as much love as we can give to our local musicians, too.
That's just one of the benefits that you can reap when you have an award-winning radio show, right, Terry? People reach out to you. They come to you.
It's pretty cool.
I
and,
bet.
You know, I'll do the opposite as well. If I see somebody that I'm interested in and they have a show in Wisconsin, I'll hit them up and say, hey, let's chat about your show. And I think they're always really surprised when we do that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
The other thing you wanted to talk about tonight, which I think this is equally as cool, the Blues Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Where is this? Is this a Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame?
Well, Paul Filipowicz is a big friend of our Max Inc. radio show. He's been on many, many times. And his blues are just killer. He, of course, deserves this. He's already in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame as a guitar player. Now he just found out that he is going into the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame, which is in Milwaukee. And, you know, it's a good reason because he's 74 years old. He is still out there humping it on the road, constantly traveling the country. And when I found out from him that he earned this honor, I could not be happier for him.
That's really cool. We also have a sample of Paul's music, too. Did you say you did not cut the whole song, Conrad, or how much do we have?
Just about a minute of it.
Oh, let's hear some. This is Paul Filipowicz. Is he in, Terry, or is he a candidate, did you say?
No, he just found out he's in.
All right, very cool. A new member of the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame in Milwaukee, Paul Filipowicz, and this is called When I Get Home. Great.
Isn't he great? Yeah. Oh, man. And to see him live, he is just the king of the stage. And I find it hard to believe he's 74, you know? So I'm so thrilled for him to be in both the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame and now the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. That's a pretty rare feat for a musician as well.
Yeah, I was just looking him up during the song, and it says he's fronted his own band for over 40 years. And released 8 albums. So cool. When one of my favorite memories, Terry, when I was a stand-up comedian, I was based out of Chicago. And the best thing about being a comedian in Chicago is these guys from these blues musicians would come in and you'd get to know them and they'd let you in at their club. Like I got into Blues Etc., Kingston
Ooh.
Mines. It was so much fun in the 90s. It was so much blues in Chicago. I never made it into any of the Milwaukee clubs, but I'm glad that you just reminded me that they're there. That's I love that.
Yeah, and Paul plays, he calls them like some of the little roadhouses around Wisconsin, you know, the little tavern that's on the corner of the street or corner of the dirt road. But then he travels the country too, and people just love him.
That's so great. Hey, can you hang for just a couple minutes, Terry?
Oh, sure.
All right, fantastic. We're talking with our favorite Friday friend, Terry Barr. More coming up with Terry on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network. So fun to have Terry Barr here on Friday nights. Terry, we just ran out of time a little bit there, and I wanted to keep you because you did this great piece this week for Civic Media on presidential convention cities. And Chicago has had the most. How has Milwaukee done? Because Milwaukee's had more than one for sure, right?
Two
total. Okay.
Yes, it is the first time the Republicans are having a convention in Milwaukee. And in 2020, the Democrats picked Milwaukee for their city, but most of the things went virtual because of the pandemic. So only two.
So there's a lot riding on this one. They need to pull this off in order to get some street cred in the convention world.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. I think it's very important to the city. They want to put on a good face because they know they're going to be getting national attention. So it's really important. And I'll be curious to see what happens with a lot of the businesses that offer to shut down during the week, just so anybody attending the convention can easily get in, say, get a meal, get a beer, and they're not open to the public. So I'll be curious to see how that works out.
Interesting. Yeah. And there's certainly been a lot of controversy with the conventions in Chicago over the years. Mm-hmm. They haven't always been pulled off swimmingly either. So
no, and you know the Democratic convention is in Chicago.
Right.
Yeah, this summer. So we'll see if they can maybe redeem themselves from some of the past ones.
Yeah. Pretty cool that they're just 90 miles apart this year, I think. That's great for the Midwest.
Yeah. Yeah. It shows what we mean in this political landscape.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So we had a couple questions this week that I had fun with. I think Wisconsin is like the summer state. I think this is the best place to be in the summer that you can be anywhere. And we asked a question, what is your favorite? It was Pina Colada Day. It was Mojito Day this summer. So we asked, what is your favorite summer drink? And now I wanted to ask Terry Barr, do you have a favorite summer drink? You're a Wisconsin girl. What do you like to sip sitting on your deck or your porch in Wisconsin on a summer night?
My husband makes a wonderful gimlet. We'll drink it year round, but it's the best in the summer because basically it's ice, vodka, and fresh lime and fresh lemon. And that just feels like such a good summer drink.
Boy, that is a great one. Is that all you put in there in a gimlet? It's just lime. I knew it was like vodka and lime, but you can make a gin gimlet too, right?
I've never had a gin gimlet.
I think my dad makes gin gimlets, but I would prefer vodka, but... And I think he just put like Rose's lime juice in there, but you're saying you just put fresh limes in?
Yeah, we squeeze fresh limes and fresh lemons, and that is our drink of choice in the summer especially.
That's a great answer. All right, here's our other question tonight. I thought this was a fun one, and it kind of plays into the piece you did for Civic Media this week with the convention cities. Todd Michaels shared this with me on Ranker.com. People listed cartoon characters they would prefer as a president over our current two candidates. I think that's extreme, but what we've heard Pepe Le Pew, we've heard Felix the Cat, Elmer Fudd, Bugs Bunny, Lisa Simpson twice, which I think would be great. Homer Simpson once.
No.
Yeah, I know. And I can't remember. We had a whole, just a bunch of great suggestions, but who do you think would be your favorite cartoon?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea on this one, but when you said Lisa Simpson, that one got me.
Yeah.
I'm no way would I vote for Homer, but I would vote for Lisa.
I think we've already had Homer in there. One of the texters yeah, said Homer is Donald Trump. So I guess I could see that. I guess I could see it with hair though, with a comb over. So
oh
there
gosh.
You go. Oh, that's great.
That's a good one.
Terry, thanks so much. So much fun always. Hope to see you back here next Friday night. If you are willing, and will you please bring us some more great music?
Oh, I love that. Thank you for always having me. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy that gimlet out on the porch. All right. That's Terry Barr. Check her out tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. It airs from 6 p.m. to midnight. That's a lot of show, folks. They will keep you company for 6 hours on a Saturday night, and they do a piece called Live in the Lair where they have a musician and they talk to him and they play for an hour. It is phenomenal, and I'm not kidding when I say I have found a ton of new music thanks to Rocker and Jimmy and Terry through Max Inc. Radio. Good stuff. And thank you to all my guests tonight. Lisa Hale, check out New Wisco Weekend, 11 a.m. Sunday morning here on the Civic Media Radio Network, WGBW and WISS. News Magazine, a throwback, an hour-long thing that will keep you up to date and have some really cool features about what's happening here in Northeast Wisconsin. I'd like to thank Terry Barr and you all for your texts and calls. Conrad, did we get a call again tonight?
We did.
Who was it?
Well, it was for a different show.
I got to be honest. I don't understand that. I mean, are they not listening to the show?
Well, anyways.
You don't want to encourage anybody.
Anyways, I do got a new character that I think, or cartoon.
Okay.
Ready to hear this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Taz.
The devil? Tasmanian devil?
Yeah.
How about Deputy Dog? Is he the one that used to talk really slow?
Yeah. That'd be a great one. I'd
like
love to listen to those.
Dogs. Yeah. And, oh, Thelma from Scooby-Doo is the other good one. That's a good one, too. I don't know. Mickey Mouse? Bugs Bunny would probably be my favorite because Bugs Bunny's funny.
Oh, we could do Goofy.
Goofy, but, you know. How about the guy on Family Feud?
Richard Dawson?
No, not Richard Dawson. That would just be more scandal because he'd go around kissing everybody like a psychopath. The guy that said, let's hear that clip again. What did he say? Morning? Morning? Play that one again if you haven't.
One sec. So I'm thinking, he didn't get what the show was actually before he went on there.
You think he was like a fill-in? Like they needed somebody? Get Uncle Craig. He's crazy. And they bring him on, and he ends up in the speed round or something. And the family's like, oh, God, we just needed him as filler. And now the whole game rides on our dumb uncle. Let's hear
Name
that.
A time that most people get up.
In the morning.
A time most people go to bed.
At night.
Something you put in tea.
A tea bag.
He's just so confident. I love it. Like, in his head, he's going, I'm nailing this.
I wonder if he thought that.
They are lucky they asked me. They had to have had smarter family members. And how weird that would that be if that guy was one of the guys going back and forth here getting gelato tonight and he heard this and it's like one of those serendipitous things in life that I love. And the song by the Gigolo Ants, folks, there's a great line and it played in the film Dumb and Dumber. The sacred moments of silliness are where I find my heaven. What a great line that is and a great way to end Nightlight this week. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for your texts and calls. And thanks to Terry Barr and Lisa Hale. Lisa, break a leg on Sunday. We will see you here on Monday night for an abbreviated Nightlight. We'll be live from 8 to 9 and on the stream before Gizmo joins me. This has been Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on behalf of Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin. So soon.